The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground, made clay with the saliva, and smeared the clay on the man's eyes, and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on the Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age. Question him." So a second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshipped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see.' So your sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord.
I told you to read the short version. You know, it is the most consistent story in all of the Gospels. All the religious people don't get it. Those who struggle, lost, those who have a right to be bitter or disillusioned, they do get it. The man born blind comes to living faithfully. All the religion-y people, they live piously, not faithfully. The oldest story in all of the Bible is the struggle to live faithfully. It's a tricky thing. We think that it should be easier. But it's not. There are many reasons why we may stop living faithfully, or we may lose our faith. Sometimes it happens bit by bit. Don't make it to Mass this Sunday. Next Sunday, sick. Then, well, there's the family vacation, and before you know it, God has just fallen down the list of priorities for the weekend. Before you know it, God is at the bottom of the list for every day of the week. Sometimes it happens suddenly. An illness can do it. Falling in love with someone who has no time for God, we make their values our own. Or we become disillusioned with religion. Because all those people who are religious, they have feet of clay just like everyone else. Sometimes we're not even conscious of it. We become pious, not faithful. Self-righteous. Convinced that we know what God wants in every situation for each and every individual. Living faithfully is a struggle. It's a tricky thing. And there is nothing that kills off living faithfully more quickly than taking it for granted. Now, the good news for each and every one of us, for as much as we need not to take living faithfully for granted, as much as we need to cling to a faithful life, we don't do it alone. Jesus has his part to play. In the gospel that we've heard this morning, we hear about the man born blind, slowly coming to faith. But did you notice? It's Jesus that seeks him out first. First, Jesus comes to heal him. Then, after he's thrown out of the temple, Jesus shows up again. That's how Jesus works. comes to us. He seeks us out. He finds us. He lifts us up. Like any good friend, he comes to us in the good and in the bad times. But we have to recognize him each and every day, constantly. We have to ask ourselves, where did I see Jesus today?